Rick Jensen here with you on this Tuesday morning, and it is indeed radio homeroom time. Our Slinger High School student reporters, Lindsay and Sam, are on the line this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Rick.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, we've hit the month of May. Time is school year rapidly running out, huh?
Yeah, I think we got like 4 weeks left or something like that in the calendar.
Yeah, because graduation is when?
June 6th for us at Slinger.
Okay, so that's not far off, huh? So we may be able to squeeze in one more visit then. I was thinking maybe today was going to be our last one, but we'll do one that last week of classes, and you can we'll make it work from there. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. So what's going on at Slinger High School?
So we had our big Slinger's Got Talent show last week Friday, and we had around 170 guests come for a live show, and our first, second, and third place places were each awarded cash gifts of $175 and $50, thanks to our sponsors who helped us put on a show.
That's a pretty good prize.
Yeah, they were very excited, and it was just super cool to have fans back in our Performing Arts Center being able to watch something live rather than live streamed.
What were some of the talents?
Lots of singing. There was a dancing act, and then someone did like a play interrogation act.
Okay. All right. That sounds like fun. What else is going on?
Our spring sports are officially underway. Softball's already had two games. Track has had one meet, which the girls and boys both took third at the Washington County Invitational. And baseball had three games last week with five more this week.
Five games this week? Wow.
Yeah, so pretty hectic schedule.
How's the team looking?
We're looking pretty good this year.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Does it feel strange, like you started late or early, or does it just feel right?
No, I kind of like the later weather because we never are able to get our first weekend when we have an early start just because it's so crappy out. You know, it's snowing out or it's like 40 degrees, but now it's, you know, the weather's really nice, so I kind of like starting a little bit later.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking that probably by next year, WIAA goes back to what we did 2 years ago, and we'll see.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what they're going to do.
But anyway, so what else is going on?
We just had the NHS induction 2 weeks ago where 57 new members were inducted into the National Honor Society here at Slinger, and they also had like a little banquet for that, which was nice for the new inductees who were inducted last fall, but we finally able to have a banquet for them this spring.
57 new members. Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it is. Lots of good students here.
I guess. And Slinger ranked very well nationally, too. I did see a post about that, too. So somebody is, things are going good over there, I guess we should say, huh?
Yeah.
So what else is happening?
Well, our junior prom took place just this last Saturday, and our senior prom is going to take place this Saturday. And it happened at the Chandelier Ballroom, and I went to the junior prom, and it was a really good time.
Okay. And it's interesting, you know, every district's kind of taking their own look at what to do with prom, but I think Slinger is the only one that I know of that did a separate junior prom and a separate senior prom, which I think might be the fair way to do it, might be the best way to do it, but
yeah, I kind of like that because, you know, it's just our grade. We each get our own courts, and, you know, it's like the junior or the seniors this year still have technically their junior prom, I guess, because it's just their grade because they missed out on it last year. But no, I thought it was a good combo that they had going on.
Right. Lindsay, are you going to the senior prom?
I am. I'm very excited, and I agree with Sam. I really like how they actually split them up, and each grade is able to enjoy their own prom.
Yeah, seems like I really like that way, too. I mean, it's kind of double the preparation, but not really, because you didn't have to prepare last year.
Yeah, We just moved that preparation to this year.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So what else is going on at Slinger?
Decision Day was on May 1st for all of the seniors, and we actually have a wall in the front entrance of our hallway at Slinger where everyone puts up their name and then a picture of the school they're going to, like a little logo. And the wall's getting quite full, which is really cool just to see where all your classmates are going to be next year.
Now remind me where you're going.
I'm going to the University of Denver, so kind of far away.
Ah, so Denver was the winner.
Yes, it was.
Ah, all right. All right. Sounds... Hey, are you excited?
I'm very excited. It'll be weird leaving this area that I've grown up in, but excited for new challenges and things that lie ahead.
And now, have you started doing the paperwork and stuff, dorm room and all that jazz?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that. I've done housing applications, and you have to do a meal plan, and now you have to provide, like, immunization records going into school, so there's a lot of things to get done.
See, I remember doing my first dorm application, housing application, food and that, and signing my name and thinking, wow, this is like the first legal thing that I've committed to.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. You're like signing where you're going to live, and like it's your first thing outside of your house that I guess you're doing in your adult life by yourself. So
right.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So, and Sam, you've got one more year in Slinger.
Yep.
So what else is going on?
We just had our AP testing start yesterday, and it's going to last for another 2 weeks. Students actually have the option if they want to take it in school, or they can also take it at home from the computer.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm thinking, now you guys did most of this year in the building, right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking that, boy, that would be the, yeah, to me it would be difficult to focus and study at home. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So
I find that challenging a lot.
Yeah.
Studying at home.
Yeah, you know, and if, for me, if it would have been, you know, my senior year, you know, I'd have had a younger brother, a younger sister, two dogs. You know, it's just a lot going on while you're trying to study, right?
Totally.
So, all right, what else is going on in Slinger?
It's Teacher Appreciation Week nationwide right now, and at Slinger we're doing lunches each day for the teachers, and multiple restaurants donated food to help fund these lunches. So the teachers get to enjoy Taco Tuesday today, and we have different meals planned for the rest of their week. And we also made door signs just to show we appreciate each one and placed it on their doors this Monday.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool. What else?
So Honors Inc. is a scholarship program that we have here at the high school. And a few weeks ago, they awarded 52 students a total of $235,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
That's it was a great event for the seniors that got to partake in it.
Yeah. All right. What else is happening?
Our Science Olympiad team just competed in their virtual state tournament, and 15 members placed, which I believe is an all-time high for them. And one individual from the school, Ben McMeekin, placed first in his category, the second Slinger student to ever do so in the state competition. So that was pretty exciting for him and the rest of the team.
Wow. No kidding. That's a big accomplishment. Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
So we have our student council elections are tomorrow for next year's student council for people that want to be in the club. So we had people apply for the past few weeks. Now we're going to have a school-wide election that occurs tomorrow and Thursday.
So are you running or no?
Yeah, I'm going to be in student council next year, but I just don't know if I'm going to be an officer yet.
Okay. All right. So when will you know that?
Probably this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I know you guys as student council in the past have done kind of a getaway, kind of a, you know, retreat kind of thing. Is that something that's going to be coming back now?
We cannot do we always go to the Kalahari to plan for next year, and we weren't able to do it this year, but we are planning on bringing it back next year, so.
Cool.